Letten Tipp, ich habe verschiedene Tipps, aber die Art direkt kommuniziert, vor allem Communication and Public Enterprise. Welcome the honorable members. Members of the committee, we also want to take the opportunity to welcome the department that we are having today. The staff from our direct committee, you are all present. We don't want to waste a lot of time. The attendance register will be circulating for honorable members to sign. The first item is introduction. I'll start with myself and then go to honorable members and then hand over to the department. My name is Manager Sarah Goldwyn, the chairperson of the Select Committee on Communication and Public Enterprise. I'm from the board.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Jane Werner. From the housing member of this committee.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Honorable Teoko Mudise. I'm from the Office Province. Thank you, Chair.
Good morning.
I'm the member of this committee.
Good morning to everyone. My name is Andrew Arnold. I'm also a member of the committee and from the Office.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Minjo Zipi, member of this committee and also whip of this committee from KZN. Thank you.
The department.
Morning, Chair. Morning, honorable members. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Teoko Mokobela. I'm the acting deputy director general for SOC Governance, Assurance and Performance. I'm here with my colleagues, Dezel and Valentin Makoy, building registers as well.
Morning. Good morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Daniel Matila. I'm from the Department of Public Enterprise from the State United Nations Government Assurance and Performance. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. My name is Valentin Makoy. I'm the acting DG for Corporate Management. Good morning, the Kohan Tikan Minister, responsible for parliamentary office.
Thank you very much. The staff.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kumele Ndolisibisi. I am the Committee Secretary.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Oscar and Committee Manager of the Committee.
Good morning, everyone. That's one of my special.
Yeah.
Good morning. My name is Vinny Ishmael. I'm with Business Day Newspaper.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Gerald Moore. I am from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Thank you very much. I see a lot of things looking at me. Like you want to say something before I continue. We are moving to apologies. Yes. We are moving to apologies. The secretary will deal with apologies.
We have apologies from the minister, the deputy minister, and the DG. And also from members of the committee, Honorable Labuskake and Honorable Smith. I'm not sure about Honorable Nyambi because the secretary told me that he'll be attending Rules Committee this morning. I'm not sure if he'll be able to come to the
committee. Okay, those are the apologies.
then share and move for the adoption of the agenda.
Honorable, he moves for the adoption of the agenda. Honorable, and the president. We are moving to the presentation by the department following the concerns raised by E Forever Consulting. We will give the opportunity for the department to
my colleague here, Denzel Machina, will be the one who will provide make the presentation. If there are any questions, my other colleague will also assist to respond to those questions.
Thank you, Chair. For the benefit of the members, Chair, I thought I should start with the bill of the country this morning, so we can do the committee to speak. Chair, honorable members, this matter dates back to 2001. When Cabinet took the decision to sell Ventura. Honorable members might remember that there was a time when department, the way privatization used to be fashionable. DP was some people even to call it the department of privatization. Cabinet took a decision in 2001 to dispose of Ventura. Among other reasons being that the hotel in Asia was regarded as being non-core to government. But also, on the other hand, government wanted to raise funds for additional fiscals, and over and above, government of course wanted also to improve the facilities and conditions for the organization. Aventura at that time had about 14 resorts, and six were seriously loss-making, and they were the first to be disposed to different the winners. The remaining six were sold to one consortium called Forever. Forever is an American company, but it had a BD company called Siobhan. The transfer of those resorts to the consortium encountered some serious challenges from 2001 up until 2018. Some of the challenges that I indicated was the issue of the incorrect property description. You will find that when you go to the deed process, here's an Aventura resort, but when you check in the deed process, it's not registered in Aventura, it's being registered in the name of the provincial government. And sometimes when you check the actual property that is in the estimate, actually what is in the Aventura. So those kind of reconciliations created a lot of problems and challenges that had to be resolved. So they took quite a while. Resulting with the parties that some basically evidently had to enter into an addendum to correct some of those property descriptions. But the other challenges that members might imagine were the whole issue of the red tapes. When Aventura was sold, there were about two red tapes, one in Limpopo, Chibiz, and the other one in Ibaka. So they had a delayed effect on the transfer of the assets, the total transfer of the assets to Forever. Because of those challenges, the matter went on and on until around 2016-2017, when the minister then decided that given those protracted challenges, maybe then people could get an alternative way of disposing of Aventura. And in addition, was taken to dispose Aventura by way of litigation. The shareholder meeting at the time passed a resolution at the AGM, and then Aventura was liquidated. The liquidation of Aventura was completed in 2019. So as we currently speak, Aventura has been sold to Forever and transferred lock, stock, and buy. And now as part of finalizing the winding up or closing on the transition, it also became necessary now to also review Aventura's founding legislation. Aventura, just by being the entities, was established by founding legislation called the Overall Resort Act, 127 of 1993. So as the department then, after the liquidation, we started embarking on that particular process. We approved the portfolio committee in 2018, and then the legislation, the bill went through. It was approved by both the portfolio committee and the sector committee. But what happened is during the engagement in Parliament, Parliament invited public hearing. also complaining that government was not protecting of the interests of the employees because whatever results in the retrenching employees. Also complaining about issues like the managing director of Aventura and for the conflict of interest. He's the manager of his company, the security company that he has a resort. Those are some, that was some of the allegations that were raised. Then Parliament took those concerns very, very, very seriously. We had to engage with Parliament because Parliament asked us as to how we are going to deal with those issues. Through assistance from the parliamentary legal services, as well as the Chief State Advisor, communicated to Parliament that much as they might be made in some of the complaints that the people were raising, they really did not have a direct bearing on the repeal of the Act itself. But we said, nonetheless, even if the process to repeal was to proceed, we would still have the department look into some of the complaints that they raised. Now, as you can see, some of the complaints that they raised, it was difficult for us to really address them because, as you can imagine, Aventura now is sold, you know, it's sold, lock, stock and barrel. It's now inside the head. But because people were complaining that Aventura, the management of Aventura persuading employees to take retrenchment benefit. And then we indicated that to Parliament that over things like those we were in control. But the issue that we told Parliament that we could take on was the whole issue of 30% shareholding, because there we felt that the employees had a valid case. So that, this is a matter that we have been discussing with ever since the last time when we were here in Parliament, 30%. See, what happened to that 30% that was previously given to the PEE, which has been sold back to for a consult. Because the right by the current members was that, in terms of the single person agreement, that 30% is supposed to be sold to another PEE, which forever the world up until today has not done. There's no matter. I mean, if you read it to the history, that 30% was sold back to the main company forever in 2009. Well, now in 2019, it's almost 10 years, but it is still, they still not been sold to another thing. So that is the problem that we have been since then. The next department, we started engaging forever to talk about that particular issue. Because we felt one by one that the other employees complaint was everybody was held there. We engaged with them on a number of occasions to find out why they are taking so long, why they did not identify another PEE. But as we expect, they indicated that they are not obliged in terms of the single-digit agreement. They are not obliged to be selling that 30% shareholding back to another PEE company. Nonetheless, they said they would look into the matter. And that they raised the issues as part of the interpretation and that I set out in the next place. That they were seeing one this was doing the same transaction. You must not remember that the matter was repeated by the FLBNP, which did not strictly present saying that it should be sold to another PEE. What happened is that if you look at the second business agreement, the biggest cross reference to the shareholders agreement which was signed between Forever Resort and Stormwater Resort. So they were saying subject to that particular shareholders agreement, they are not necessarily obliged not to sell this particular entity to another PEE. What we then did as a department, we requested a copy of the shareholders agreement between the two parties. I must indicate that there's been a battle about even until today to get that shareholders agreement. It's really, really, really difficult. What then happened is they were saying the best they can do for us, they can just allow us as a department just to come and have that, but they are not at ease to give us a particular shareholders agreement. Most of that is between, you know, an American company and who the owner is somewhere in America and the PEE here in the country. So we are involved in that particular matter in terms of legal standing on what the shareholders agreement says, because that's where we said we need to find out where it says so that we can know how to take the cost of the of the employees and salary of the 30% shareholding concept forward. So we then decided to combat, given the difficulties and the challenges that we're receiving from our brothers, who are not in the position to commit us to work with the 30% shareholding being transferred. So from the legal opinion that we received, which is preliminary, a month in case, it's preliminary, they said, look, given that Forever Resort is arguing that one of these constraints they said what we should do is we still need to get the copy of the shareholders agreement, which we are begging to get this moment in time. So only once we have received the shareholders agreement would then be in the condition to get an informed legal opinion as to whether the complaint by the grandmother employee can be taken forward. So what we are currently involved in the process of completing the shareholders agreement. Like I said, we have been told to come and have a but not to get it. So we are considering other options, you know, in terms of getting the shareholders agreement, which is a cross reference between the sale and purchase agreement. We're looking at options like maybe getting it in terms of the promotion of access to information. Though it might need time, as you know, because it's a title, so they can grab or they can refuse them to take their court. But we said what we will do is, in the immediate, we will be approaching them to have side of it, and depending on what we find out from the sale and purchase agreement, we can then decide whether we will require it and then take the letter forward. So that's where we are, honorable members, in terms of the process.
Were all concluded while there were uncertainties around issues such as the land claim and the value of the asset basket of Adventura. If you can just explain to us whether these issues came up before or after the sale. And the second question, Chair, will be how many times have you met with the former employee of Ventura since making the understanding to the committee to engage with them, especially to explain what is happening with regards to the issues they have raised and what has been their response in your engagement with them. Chair, I only those two questions. Thank you.
Chairperson, let me just before I'm going to ask questions, let me just make a remark in terms of the reason why I'm lying. I think for me also now, looking at what we are coming here to do is not even like justice to why we are here now. Because this matter now is been dragging now for, and I know maybe from the fourth parliament coming now to us, and there is no conclusion in terms of the matter now that we can move on, and then also now the workers getting now
government made a promise, about the shareholding. Is that correct? Okay, so what happened to that promise now? Because I think also now in terms of what the workers are fighting for, it was a promise from the government. So if you can just keep clarity on that one again. Remember that raised the issue now with the workers now also meeting with the workers in terms of feedback to them in terms of what the process is and what the department is able to do. Can you just also give feedback in terms of your engagement with the workers after the complaints came out, if there was any? Then I think I'll have a follow-up check.
I'm using your problem of the Indian doctors because they department are the ones who saw me contact to whatever. Okay. But the department is only the shareholder agreement. So when you send something, you will have a copy. Will remain with a copy with you. So I don't understand how to do for future reference what are you going to do, because like now we are thinking about this issue. That's something here. We are supposed to take the copy with you. But if you may be calling you to come in for a friend or to come in asking me when you ask me questions. And then the second one is since the Department of Government, the department did appear to the office that they made, I think you said you made a promise to the workers before you said that's how they did. So you didn't appear to those promises. That's my problem of not taking the shareholder agreement as a point. Because previously you were the owner of that property. You have to have everything about it. No matter if it's management or no matter if it's something you're supposed to have. More than 10 years. That means
if you were there when this thing started at the beginning, this would be better. Therefore, as soon as we start to write those conversations, then it makes it difficult for us as a community church to solve the problem in a 10 years. Hence, I want the department to be open to us.
When are we going to get the
final and last opinion, which we can give direction, because as a committee we can't give direction through a preliminary legal opinion. We are tying our hands. We can't give a preliminary legal opinion to say, go and do one, two, three. Why do you say? Our view was that if it was the final, then we can say this is the reaction we need to follow. And looking at the timeline in terms of this issue still hanging, all of us must treat it as urgent, because we've got workers that are there. The grantees, it's good that the repeal of the Act made us be aware that the issues of the weather that and the other one is the issue of the length. How far are we? What are the issues in terms of the length? Because this thing can drag on and on and on and on, when you look at it, it's like forever it's now having a scapegoat to not want to address the issue of the issues of men, which are arising now because we are saying they must address the 30% issue. So, what are the issues in terms of the claim? How do we think, what are the timelines of the department in terms of dealing with legal opinion, what are the issues? What is it that we can put on the table? Because as we speak, even the employees of Aventura want to know after this next committee, what will be the outcome of this next committee? How are the issues being managed? And we can't go there and say, well, we're still waiting for the preliminary, we're still waiting for the committee. I think the department of just the other person, the members will ask after you respond.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Maybe let me start where we ended, and then I said that would be the question of why is it that you want the department to do, what do you want the committee to do for us? Like I indicated, right, we approached the parliament last year to repeal the act, and then we got a necessary approval in as far as the act is concerned. But nonetheless, there were high issues. And we said to parliament, these are not the issues that you can ignore. And the parliament said, you need to then address these issues. In fact, I remember the Controllable Committee specifically said, well, we are approving this bill, but will be required to come to Parliament afterwards to come and update us on what is happening around all these other peripheral issues. And that explains why we're here. We're here to give a progress report on those issues that were raised by the people within the public hearings. Because that's what Parliament sort of mandated us to do. Maybe let me go. I'll leave our questions to my colleagues. The question was the issue of the land is when did they arrive before the sale or after? When Aventura was sold in 2001, it was discovered that in two of their resorts there were land caves. So they were sold in those it's only that at that moment in time they were not validated, but an indication was indicated that there were people who had land caves on two of those resorts, but they were not validated. It turned out later that it was only after the sale was concluded that those things were validated. In terms of how we've been engaging the workers, honorable members, this thing, the workers started coming to the department, I think it's about the last year, to come and complain about the issues. All the but then we started addressing that issue. So after operations, we have had about, I think we have had more than 5 meetings with the employees, the former Newcastle employees. As we were engaging parameters all the time, we were bringing them up to all the developments as to what is happening. Even when they came to management complaint, we were taking them on board. So we have had more than 5 meetings. In fact, what happened is every step of the way that we take whether it's positive or negative, we do go back and give them a feedback of what are the issues.
I think the other question that the committee asked is that what should the committee do to assist us to finalize this matter? As I said, some of those issues relate to foreigners who are disadvantaged. Come on, call them again. Let them come and account for those issues. Because we can't abandon it now. We are not planning to come back. We've got to be under, what is the good company under the party. So follow them better. Call them here, let them account for the other issues. We have the sale and purchase agreement. The sale and purchase agreement is an agreement that we enter into, that we have. But what we don't have is the shareholders agreement between the issuer and the other company. Yeah. So which is their kind of shareholding. But the sale and purchase agreement that we have, which we use to sell an issuer, that we do have. That's why we are not taking it, and we are saying if they continue to refuse, we have written so many letters to the Director General asking them to give us that shareholder agreement and refuse. And we are now intending to use fire to force them to give us this shareholder agreement. But they have offered that we should go and look at it. We'll go and look at it because it's their agreement. We are not part of that agreement. So we'll go and look at it, and if we find that there is something that we can use in that agreement, that's when we can trigger the legal processes.
Yeah, I think maybe to relate back to your question, you're right. Maybe I think I'm not going to be, maybe as a department we should be having the shareholders agreement, even though they're not attached. We're not attached to the shareholders agreement. We're attached to the sale and purchase agreement. But the sale and purchase agreement makes reference to the shareholder agreement. So that's actually the sale agreement. But honorable member, you look into the history of this particular matter, it's about 19 years old. We looked for it, we couldn't get anywhere in the department. That's why it's not there. People who are waiting on this particular transaction are no longer there. So as a department, we have to see what we can do to address this particular question. So the best we could do for ourselves is to say, why can't we change from the other party? So that's exactly what you're fighting for. But you're right, the department doesn't have it. But the department is not a technicality to the shareholder.
And I think also that begs the question, why is there an unwilling to give us the shareholder? And that's why we were prepared to use the legal evidence. And just go there and get it. We use every legal thing to get it. Because they should. If we don't have it, because it's not carrying better, the records may not be there. But they've got it. They must have given it to us. We've told them to them. We've requested them. They've not been giving it to us. So we'll use now the legal evidence to get it.
The other question that I think one is relating to if it was not for the reading, how are we going to know about this particular thing? Chair, I need to indicate to you, we did make a copy of the sale and purchase agreement to Parliament last year. If you look at the sale and purchase agreement, it specifically states it is the responsibility of whatever resort to identify another PPE. That's how you know it is. It's not the responsibility of government to identify another PPE. So, that is why if you're not decided to sell it, it's not the government. Government came to know about it some years after that. But we said, nonetheless, we are government. Well, it was brought to our attention to whatever means that started taking the matter out. But the sale and purchase agreement that we discussed now, it does not take the responsibility of government to identify another PE. That is why maybe whatever is what is ready to see on identifying another PE.
And before I go on, there are follow-ups, I guess. What should be your time frame in terms of
Australia or whatever, yeah, legal processes, what are the answers?
Our difficulties is, you know, we have been following and asking for the result for this shareholders agreement, but we were very limited in terms of concluding the legal opinion. Without the shareholders agreement, our legal opinion would be more massive. Now, like I said, what they have said to us at the moment, they said we can come and have a meeting, but they're not prepared to give us a copy. And every currently says the managing director, and he said he is only coming back in September. Means that they will only allow us to come and have the meeting only in September when the meeting director is back. That's what they have said to us. So we can resort to the buyer process, like I said, Jen. But the buyer process is when you return the documentation, you ask for 30 days. You give the request, the person you are asking information from, clarification, and he can decide as to whether he grabs the information or he doesn't. And if he doesn't, he has to appeal. If he's still appeal does not go in, then you have to take it to court. So, I don't know, Chair, but all I'm trying to say is it's going to take a little bit of time because of the problem that they are coming from whatever result. And let me tell appreciate it. We are having a problem from whatever result because whatever result is not in government. If it was in government, it was going to be very easy to get to be. But now it's a private company. That's why they are giving us this one about.
You know why I'm asking the time frame? Because in terms we want to look at our settlements next committee so that you come back and give us the feedback in terms of how far are you. Because even though the matter has been with you for some time, after the elect committee we want to put it to rest, but we can only do that as and when we're getting feedback from you to say how far are you, what are the issues, what is it that we can do to intervene. So I still insist what could be the time frame. So that when we schedule our own meetings and everything, we are able to accommodate that part. Because we can't be having a matter that is dragging for almost 20 years and it's not being resolved.
Yeah, it seems there is a commitment from their side that they will give us side of the shoulders agreement in September. So we can come at the end of September because we understand or we know what the provisions are, then we'll be able to quickly finalize the legal opinion so that when we come here, we come and finalize the legal opinion and we look at the shoulders agreement. So I would say end of September, beginning of October, we should be able to.
Since they gave us an undertaking that we will be able to view it sometime around September, at that point if we are unable to view it, then we will trigger our own legal processes regardless, because clearly it will be clear to everyone that they are applying delaying tactics for us to be able to view the document.
End of September, I want to, before you make follow-ups, we agree so that the committee secretariat is able to look at it and see how we can accommodate it.
But can I also just make something, Chair, that I want maybe one of our members to appreciate as well, Chair. Chair, you might have just met the old matter, you know, but I'm actually, Chair, because part of the children is on, it is private, and that's why it increases the difficulty. Because if you look at it, whatever you say, look, we paid you your money. Whatever happens to none of your business. And that really works the problem for us. And even the shareholders agreement, the way it's written, like I was saying, it doesn't say government must keep on monitoring whatever. But what the minute this matter was raised with us, with the president, it takes our attention. We said, that's a responsible government, we can't just leave it, even though we know that they. We have sold our issue, it has gone, finally, it has got nothing to do with us, it should be gone. We are still government. Let's see how far we can go in trying to push it, in terms of pushing it. So I thought I could say that we related to what may be the concerns are, Chair. You know, it's not like an entity which is really government. Thank you.
No, we fully understand. Our main issue is around the 30%.
Yeah.
Because 30% is what is currently government can speak on. And we are not on the 70%. We are on the 80%. Because 80% is where we can get in terms of the BEE, in terms of the employee shareholding agreement, if that becomes that. Because as we speak now, that agreement is now at 100%, and the 30% of the triple BEE is not there. So that's where we're getting. So private or not private, we enter through the 30% ourselves.
Thank you. Even your own policy, your own objectives in terms of empowering individuals and individuals in terms of that percentage or whatever the percentage is, you didn't even do that. That is the reason why I ask, who made the promise to the workers in 2001? And now the workers is out there now. What about that promise that was made? That is my question that I'm asking you. What are you going to do in terms of the promise made to those workers out there? That is my question. I didn't get an answer.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I come in here? Chair, this is what, like I say, you know, all of us, we were not there when the transition was done, but now that we are here today.
Yes.
So, yeah, we learned it from the workers. They were promised 30%. So sorry, they were everywhere promised ownership scheme at the time. It's a government when the boys doing the road shows, promising them whatever 30%. But as to why it was not done, I think it was the why it was not done. Because the minister at the time it was added whatever. I don't it was not done, and we checked through the shareholder agreement as to whether it can still be done. Unfortunately it's not done at all. And I must say, Geneva, this is strange, you know, because we were also looking, we were competitive eventual transactions in other sale of other state-owned entities which took place, like Osamco. Provision was made for employees, but on this particular one, it was not done in the shareholders, in the sale and share purchase agreement. We don't know why it was not done, but it was not done. That is why I was thinking, look, yes, maybe it should have happened, but it is not. Is there then any way then of finding, a way of accommodating employees going forward in order to attract this? So our thinking was that maybe, just maybe, this 30% that is still the point of contention at the moment could be used to attract even the employee share ownership scheme if it could be allocated as we are currently.
Just to add that, I think that's one issue that we will explore in the legal opinion. Because we take the plight of the employees, it is legally permissible, and we get that legal opinion to say that 30% should be used as an employee's share, a scheme, but then we'll try to explore that truth. And I might indicate to the committee that we feel strongly about this 30%, that's why we are also looking at legal avenues to make sure that. That is given to a BEE company, or alternatively, if it is legally possible, that it benefits the
employee. To that, sir, if I may. You mentioned earlier that we enter through 80%. You also asked the question earlier to say, is it illegal for the BEE to have been sold back at 80%? In as far as we are aware, in order to shed light into that very question, the sale and purchase agreement does stipulate that the minimum of that BEE is 5 years, and it was sold back after 5 years. But in terms of trying to find out any further constraints to the company with regards to the BEE holding, with regards to selling back
and then we understand their challenges. So I say, let's say, some proposing that we must give them the chance to go back and to prepare when they come back. Maybe they will have something, or maybe they will go there and look that shareholder agreement, like they will promise, or they will go to the leader, like they said, if they have a challenge, they will go to, they will take a good help. So I think for us to also keep in them, not wait for them also.
Yes, Chairperson, I agree about the time frame that you have asked to give them a chance to come back and give us a report. Secondly, Chair, this report now, it tells me that this bill has been approved without thoroughly looking that there will be a problem. So it teaches us not to rush to pass the bill if we don't have thoroughly explanation. Because you could see the way things have happened here. They were rushed to pass the bill. We take the taxpayer's money, we gave it to the department, and after that now it's so difficult for them to account for this money that we gave them. So let us give them a chance, Chair, and we'll take it from them when that will work.
I think as the committee we are in agreement that we, like you said in September, the secretariat will communicate with you in terms of when you can also come back to the committee. We don't want to leave this thing hanging and pass it again to the seventh parliament. We want to deal with it and finish it now, so that we look at other issues that are pertaining to. But the secretariat will contact you, and from the side, as soon as you are ready, don't wait for them to contact you. Contact them that we are ready, we can come and do the presentation.
I would just want to say that I want to mention because I don't want us to leave the house with the Milan condition. Chair, it's not true that the bill was processed without other issues being judged. Chair, when the bill was presented to Parliament, it went to the Portfolio Committee. It went to the committee. The legal department of Parliament was called. The chief legal advisor of Parliament. The issues that we are discussing here have got absolutely nothing to do with the bill. I thought I should have heard that.
No. That's fine. We don't have to go back to we don't have to go back because you want to provoke my members to go back to that discussion. We don't have to go there because we still have got a serious crime committee. If Aventura is holding on the next case, we could have used the bill to make them deal with the legislature.
Yeah.
Something that is. But we are not saying anything. We don't want to go to that. Thank you very much. The deadline is there. We have given you. You can communicate with us. Office as soon as you are ready, communicate. If you the time is lasting, I will tell them to communicate with you, but in terms of our agreement, we need to kind of even if there are things that are difficult, come and tell us. We're experiencing challenges in terms of what we perform. Then as a direct connection, we'll be able to see what it is that we can do to be able to resolve the matter. We, in terms of this, we are close. We'll relieve you because we have got housekeeping issues that we need to deal with. Thank you very much, honorable members. I think we are left with the consideration of the minutes of the 2019. The minutes were circulated to members. Page 4.
Thank you.